בשולחן אורך, אני יודע, סימן פי אלף סזיין, brings in the Ramor over there, Cholav Mitzvahs is Cholav Yisrael, as I state in the Ramor. And by Esem, it's mutter for a child, for a baby, to be yearning for a mitzvah. But with the Ramor, we call Mokoyim, it's not Kedai, Kotten shouldn't do so, and Avada, it's better for him to be yearning for Yisrael, it's for sure, because of Cholav and a Goy, it's three problems. Problem number one is Betamtem is Aleif. Problem number two, it's Moilid Eteba Ra, whatever that means. And number three, it's Mazik him when he gets older. As I stated in the Ramah, that Be'ika Adir it's Mutter, but Mikol Mokoyim, it's not Kedai for a child to have it. The Goyim over there brings Santa Mokoyim. Where's the Mokoyim for this Ramah? So the Goyim, so Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Goyim, I thought it was Mutter for Moshe Rabbeinu to be only for the mitzvah. Oh, Mikol Mokoyim, as I stated in Rashi and Atoya, that the pair that was asked to speak to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam shouldn't be yearning for a mitzvah. As I state in the Goyim, being the makor for that halacha over there. The Shach over there, Sikot Nechovov, brings the Yesod, which is again to all the different inyanim we've been discussing until now, and that we'll continue to discuss as well. And he says, we're dealing with a cotton over here, we're dealing with a young baby, a few days old even. Afal Pike, the Ramah says that a person should be mafresh. Not only that, we know the klal, right? The Gemara in Yevamos, for example, Kofi Yedalet, the Rashi talks about it, Barichah, the Shulchan Aruch passes this way, no Chaim Shemishin Mem Gimel, that when it deals with the Shaila from a Drabbanon, when a child is being Oisik in a problem, in the midst of the Drabbanon, to be mafresh the child, I've got no chiyuv, even on the father. The father does not have a chiyuv to be mafresh his child that the child is doing in the midst of the Drabbanon. Of a Zuk B'Shach, Enoch Enam, over here we're dealing with the Nisidur Abonim, what is it already? Halav of a Goy? No. Of a Bikol Mokoyim, because the results of the Timtum Halev are there, it's not Kedai. And we see also the Orach HaShulchan writes the same thing. Says the Orach HaShulchan Yisoid, that even though something could be Me'ika Hadin, 100% Mutter. No Issa Bechlau, young child, have a Halav from a Mitzvah. No, what's the Issa? Mikol Mokoyim, the Timtum Halev of the Orach HaShulchan, is something that a person should watch out for. I'll call upon him to take from this something that we have to understand for today, the Ezer Hashem is like this. There are certain things that may be mutter, certain things that may 100% be mutter. They have things inside them which are not 100% kosher. About the halacha, it's okay. If there's a shayla from a Timtum Halev, we see from the Ramah, we see from the Shach, we see from the Orach HaShul, from all the Gedolei Poskim, that even though something might be mutter 100%, they can't it. But if there's a shayla of Timtum Halev, it's not Kedai to get involved in such a shayla. So two, for example, halachas that we're going to deal with a little bit today, and Be'ez Hashem next week, more barichas, is number one, the shayla with medicines. Medicine! Many, many medicines, whether it be in pill form, whether it be in liquid form, whether it be in cream form, have a major shayla with mamash treifas mamash. Treifas mamash, not chumras. Posh treifas. Now there's a major shayla with that. To take something, could be mutter. A shayla from a chayla, could be allowed to do it. The shayla is not about. Are we dealing with the shayla of Timtum Halev or not? If it's a Timtum Halev, so maybe we should find some alternative. If it's not a Timtum Halev because it's mutter, mabaya, same thing applies, toothpaste. So, how many times? There's many, many shaylas will speak up Ezer Hashem, they got a toothpaste, they got a liquid soap, dishwasher soap, all these sorts of things, even silver polish, right? And we eat it. It's not the point. But it goes on to the bath, it goes on to your food, and you end up drinking something. So these are something, again, there's many, many occasions, but we have to be masbir, you say. Is there Timtum Halev or is there not Timtum Halev in such a thing? There's another big mitzvah there which we're not going to get to this time, and it's a shayla of an eye drops. They have eye drops that are mamash traitors mamash, it goes in your eye, mabaya. So the problem is that the eye eventually leads down to the mouth. And in certain we find it drips down into the throat, and you're eating mamash. Derech achila, maybe it's called not derech achila. But it's a shayla in the poskim, is that it's all a shayla or not. Which Be'ez Hashem, maybe next week we'll go into the sugya of medicines. If they need a haksha, they don't need a haksha. Even if you're buying medicine, that's straight. When is it mutter to have it? That Be'ez Hashem will try, really neda, to get into the shayla of next week. This week I want to go into the shayla of the tintum of the shayla of bets and of creams. And the gabay mouthwashes and toothpastes and things like that. Now, about that, there's more of a mokim to be makel than what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and the Shulchan and the Shach were talking over there in Yerudei Simon Pe'alim. Because over there we're talking about an Issa de Rabbanon Be'en. There we're talking about the case of a child having congesting a real issa du rabbanan be'en. Mashenken over here with the child that we're dealing with, we're not dealing with an issa du rabbanan be'en. We're dealing with something that's mixed up into other things. It's in the taruvus v'choli v'choli. So there's a big mockum to be machalik and say that the timtum malay that we mentioned over there from the Ramah, look, that was over there when it's be'en. Over here when it's not be'en, lav dafka has the same hagadora and it could be more made. So we'll start as it. Toothpaste. So every toothpaste includes a lot of different ingredients. I've been researching all the different types of ingredients and different toothpaste over the years, what's changed, holy b'choli. One of the biggest problems, which is a problem you will see Beit Hashem, like Gabi medicines, tremendous, is glycerin. Glycerin is something that used to be, and often very much nowadays is, made from animal fats, which are mummish traitors. Could be, not all cases. Many cases, the glycerine, which is in a lot of the, for example, the children medicine, we'll have to be married this Be'ez Hashem next week, but a lot of the children medicine that you have, obviously if it's got a heksha, we're not discussing, but if it's not got a heksha, so there's a lot of syrups out there that contain a lot of glycerine, which is a tremendous shiloh of traitor's mamash. So in toothpaste, one of the main ingredients that caused the problem with kashrus was the glycerine shiloh that's derived from animal fats, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Not only that, it can be up to a third of the actual ingredient. That's quite a lot. A third of the ingredient. Zichron of bottle b'shishim. So the shayla is, do you have to buy toothpaste with a heksher or not? So many years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal came out in Emes Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch in the Oris there. He writes very, very clearly in the Yom Deus and the Kuf Gimel, which is the sugya of Nois and Tam Nivgan. And he writes over there, Klaw, that it's 100% mutter to buy toothpaste without any heksher. Not to buy heksher. You buy regular toothpaste, whichever one you want. None of Kamina, the ingredients. What's the issue? So the Hedger, he says, is like this. The Iker ingredient was calcium carbonate. Calcium carbonate is a nice word for chalk. That's basically what the main ingredient of toothpaste was chalk. They had a nice fancy name, calcium carbonate, etc. It's completely unedible. You cannot eat such a thing. You cannot eat this type of chalk, whatever it is, and you put it to toothpaste, you can put it on, but to eat it, it's not got shame achila, and therefore it's completely not edible b'chalal. Pickle b'shishim zukub Yaakov applies to food. By non-food in Yonim, we don't say bitl b'shishim. There's always going to be bitl b'roi, because it's always a third b'era. There's always going to be roi k'negdoi. In terms of Yaakov, no shayla b'chlar. By any toothpaste that you want, with, without a hechsher, it's going to have to be. As I was the psak of Yaakov, and many of the gedolim in America and chutz laaretz and all over the world took on this psak from Yaakov in different forms and different shapes from this heta. The problem is, like a lot of the heterim that we've been discussing recently, things changed, right? Companies from toothpaste companies have been researching all sorts of ways to make the toothpaste more geschmack, whether it be tastier, whether it be nicer to go on your teeth, b'chole b'chole. So I'll be there, because of these problems, because of these changes, a lot of things have changed, and therefore calcium carbonate is kamat. Again, it could be, but in most cases, it's kamat not used b'chalal. And the most common ingredient nowadays is hydrated silica. Hydrated silica is also not something to be 100% kosher, but it's unedible, completely unedible, and it's only a fifth of the ingredients. Whereas the majority of the ingredients of a regular toothpaste could, not every case, again, I have to say, not in every case, but a lot of cases are edible. Which case being the head of Rabbi Yaakov, which a lot of Gedolim was shameful on, to say that you can just go to the shop, pick a nice toothpaste that, you know, advertises who knows what on it, and it cleans your teeth nicely, the heter doesn't apply. The heter of Rabbi Yaakov doesn't apply anymore, because the issue is that it changed the mahalot of how they made it. So let's go to the sugya now of what are the heterim lemaitza to buy toothpaste without a heksher, if there are. So the first and most important heter, which is basically going to lead us on to the heter, the same thing by silver polish, and the same thing maybe by liquid soap, dishwasher soap, fairy liquid, b'choli b'choli. So, same head to sell the same lines. Is the Yisoid of Pogum. Nois and Tam Nifgam. So, we discussed here before. Nois and Tam Nifgam is the Pshat. Look, let's take a simple case of Basa B'chol. Nois and Tam Nifgam is, you have bleers inside the Kedera, you get bleers of a fly shake inside a pot. After 24 hours, we already discussed, the bleers become Pogum. They're no longer called a Geshmak of a Shvach. Bleers have got no Tam anymore, it's stale. That's what they say in English, and therefore there are no Issa Bachlal, and Midoraisa, if you're cooking that in Midora Bonum Betzem, there's no problem Bachlal, there's a Zeyr not to do it, also you might cook into the other one, B'choli B'choli. The Maisa Pogum means it's no longer in its edible Gishmak state, and therefore the Maisa is going to be Mutter. What does this apply to us? What's the gate to us? We have ingredients in many, many things. And again, this is said also, it's said also in medicine, which we'll discuss next week, but we'll discuss it over here. Maisa Danif Gam is Mutter. The Gemara in Abu Dizorah, some Zayn of Abayis tells us, Noisin Tanif Gam is Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way clearly in Yeridea, in the middle of Simon Kuf B. Noisin Tanif Gam is Mutter. Now, there are two different mahalchim, two different types of Noisin Tanif Gam. There's something that's pogum in Gansen, completely unedible. You cannot eat such a thing. And there's something that's only a little bit pogum. Now, that's already going to be a skillet, it's going to be enough gemina for us. Something that's completely pogum, let's start with that. Something that's completely not edible at all. Completely not edible. Min hatoyah, there is no issa to eat such a thing. Min hatoyah, you can eat something, which we'll give an example in a moment, which is pogum. If it's completely unedible, midoraisa, smota. Midrabonon, it's still awesome. Midrabonon, it's awesome. When is it awesome? Midrabonon, if it's oimid bifnei atzmoi. If the dove of pogum is here by itself, and I eat it, so then an achanami. Midoraisa, smota. Midrabonon, it's awesome. But once you mix it into something else, it comes into a taroivus, you put it into a mixture, so that's a whole different picture. What's the halacha if you have a dove of pogum, completely pogum? It's mixed into something else. So we have a Betzim of Ashan in the Gemara. There's a Machlokis in the Gemara in Abu Dizorah Samach Zayin between Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. There is the Machlokis over here in a Machlokis, how do you douse in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Neisoichu kol nevela asher b'sharecha. So there's a Machlokis how we douse in the Pasuk. The Drosha that the Gemara says, Nevela haroi legeh koi nevela, she'en roi legeh eina koi nevela. If the nevela is roi to be eaten, then it's got a din of a nevela. If it's not right to be eaten, then it's not got a din of a nevela. So that's what the Gemara darshens the pasuk. Simple, you say, if it's right to be eaten, it's a problem. If it's not right, then it's not a problem. What's the machlokes? So this machlokes is the Mordechai machlokes. Remain. Shitas remain the Gemara is that the lomdus, when do we say that if it's ain't right, it's not right for a get, then it's not going to be considered, it's not going to be called a nevela. That's only if it became spoiled, and then after it became spoiled, then it became offset. But if it was already offset before, it was already a piece of nevela, the fact that a nevela goes moldy doesn't lift the issue of nevela. It still blabs a nevela. I've got a nevela there that happens to be moldy, but it doesn't make it mutter. That's the sheet of Rameh. Rav Shimon is chayyim, tremendous make kura over here. Rav Shimon holds no. Even if I have a piece of nevela mamish that goes completely moldy, it goes completely off, I can't eat it b'chlal, in a roilach ilan ganzen. Such a thing, zut, Rav Shimon in the Gemara, is 100% mutter, b'doraisa, and you can eat it. So we have a major machlokes in the Gemara. And I have something that's oimid b'fnei atzmoi, and it's pogum. Is it a maisa going to be mutter or osa, depending on when it became osa? How do we pass in this machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Meir? So the Rash but passed in that Rav Shimon to be mekel, so passed into the Rosh. The Nozi Yehuda brings in the Madura Kama Yehudeus in Chavot. He brings Kama Vakama Raya that the Rambam is Choylik and the Rambam is Machma like Shitas Rav Meir. Lemaisa, when it comes to, for example, a serum like Basar B'Cholov, where Basar B'Cholov is even Asa Afidu Shaloike Derech Achila Ayin Biskei Tshuva B'Deh at the beginning of Pesach. So the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is when you have something of Issa, you have something that Be'etim, according to Rav Meir, that you got a chiyuv min haTorah, the fact that it becomes moldy doesn't take off the issa. Masha'ingin, according to Rav Shimon, it's only going to be an issa d'rabbanan. So the maisa, going back to where we started, if I have an issa that's oimid b'fnei atzmo, it's a piece of issa, and it's standing by itself, it's at least going to be an issa d'rabbanan. Once it's mixed up into something else, once it's mixed up into heta, it's mutter l'chatchila, to eat it, you don't even need roiv. The gzeira was only chal when it's b'fnei atzmoi. The gzeira is rabbonim to eat something by itself is only b'fnei atzmoi. Once it's mixed into something else, oh, it's a whole different story. You don't even need roiv, it's mixed into heta, mutter l'chatchila, to eat it. Even if it's not roiv, kenegdo. So number one, if a toothpaste would be that metzias, if it would be that I have issa in there, if feeling like we just mentioned, it's not bittel b'roiv, I don't need bittel b'roiv. If I don't need bittel b'roiv, so l'choyu it should be mutter. The only problem is that most of the issa that's in a toothpaste is not dafka pogum in ganzen. It's not completely unedible. That being the case, wants the heter to be soymechon over here. So the heter to be soymechon, especially nowadays we have a lot of flavored toothpastes, a lot, especially the children's ones. The flavored toothpaste makes it a little bit more of a problem, because here I have a toothpaste that enoch and amit got things in there that are not very lachila, but it's a gishmaki taste, a nice mint taste, a strawberry taste, whatever it may be. So that's machli a little bit of shvach into the ista, which is a little bit of more of a problem, because we're not dealing with something that is not omit to be completely unedible. By the way, mouthwash is the same halacha as well, apart from problems on Pesach, which is a major problem with the listerine types as well, which is a problem of chometz on Pesach, but that we're not going into. A mouthwash could be the same problem, except when it comes to mouthwash, there's generally not so much glycerin inside it. Glycerin is normally found more in toothpaste than it's found by mouthwash. Alkoponim. The heter of pogum, a little bit shvach to be soymechon. We've got something, because it's pogum with tzas. The problem is we've got a nice taste. What do we do lemaisa? So the hautzvi is a moedig tshuva. The hautzvi in chay in Yerideya, in Siman Sadi Hay, brings down the shaila of toothpaste. Are you allowed or are you not allowed to use toothpaste without a hechsher? And he wants the taina, it's 100% mutter, you don't need a hechsher. What's the pshat? So the hautzvi pushes. It's a te'ima beloy belia. Te'ima b'chal, that's all it is, a te'ima. You put it into your mouth, except for kids. Nobody swallows the toothpaste. You put it in your mouth, you spit it out, that's called the te'ima. Te'ima beloy belia is mutter. As I pass the Meisen Hartzvi. Ah, you'll tell me the Ramah. Is it a Fush Ramah, Kuv Chesiv Hei, that says that te'ima beloy belia is Issa, not allowed. Zub the Hartzvi, enochanami. Since we're dealing with this, is the Rabbanon. I have this you can be makel. In which case, the Hartzvi's sakla halacha is, when it comes to a mouthwash and a toothpaste, even if there's Isser inside it, since we've got two etayrim, number one, we've got the pogum heta, number two, the ike heta he leaves with is a heta of te'ima beloy bliya, it's only a taste, zub the Hartzvi, it's muta. The river is a fryer. In Chelet Beis Siman Yud brings Rav Moshe Zatzal exactly the same heter that Rav Moshe held, that there's no need for a person to buy toothpaste with a hechsher, because the main heter he said is called Te'ima Beloy Bliya, that's not called eating. Chazal never goes on such a thing. There is only one Nekuda that Hartzvi discusses, and he says that normally on the side of a Te'ima Beloy Bliya is still a drabonic. There's a gzeira on a Te'ima, Otto might come to eat it. I've made the same thing over here. Maybe the same thing over here. A te'ima or to beer. Maybe I will come to eat it. And I mean, no people don't, but it's still shy to gzeir. See, he brings a rivosh. That the rivosh says in a chanami, the gzeir is only something that has a real geshmaka taste. This doesn't have such a, it might have a nice mint taste. Okay, by the way, I'll feed the raven. They say if you have too much toothpaste, it almost can make a person sick. A little bit a person can have. It's geshmak. Oh, but too much, he says over there, not to die, person can almost come sick. I'll come upon him, I have three paskins, that it's called a te'ima b'loi b'liya, the male of its mutter. Rebelski Shlita from America says Nishta, so he doesn't go with this Mahalach, and Rebelski learns that since we were only being soymech on the heter of Rav Yaakov, and the heter of Rav Yaakov doesn't anymore apply, in came the Pesach L'maisa of Rebelski Shlita, is that a person like Chatzchila should always buy a toothpaste with a hechsher. Rav Shammai Grossman, Sheva Tekahosi, same Pesach as well, that like Chatzchila, a person should always buy a toothpaste with a hechsher. So, no homo. There's rather a tremendous mocking for a person to be making up either Hartzvi, up here emotionally with a Sephraim, or there's rather a mocking, especially when it's so easy for a person to buy toothpaste with a hechsher. There's agav, also. People often think, you know, you buy toothpaste with a hechsher, so in the stom I'm not going to get such a good, you know, clean teeth, or it's not going to do such a good job. That's a kosher version. Stom is not so good. The mitzvah is completely no shaykhus. If you look at the ingredients, every single toothpaste you'll find, go to the next shop where they have like 20 makes of toothpaste. I've seen it before. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, go all the way to 20. Look at the ingredients of every single one. They come out exactly the same. Every single one's got one basic ingredient, the ingredient of fluoride, with a few added pieces as well. All the added nafkaminas between 1, 2, 3, 4, b'chule, the only nafkamina is a nafkamina of the color, maybe the nafkamina of the taste, nafkamina of the texture, b'chule, all the non-important things. The ikka cleaning is all exactly the same. There's no difference in the kosher version and the non-kosher version. It's not lachashra, non-kosher, but without a hechsher, the main person shouldn't think he's giving up on having better, nicer teeth after buying a kosher version. Dental floss, by the way, also presents a similar shaila. Dental floss also has all sorts of things on it that could be not kosher or whatever it may be. The ma'aser of the ashes of Sal Paskin, there's no issur b'chlal, and no absolutely no soyer to get up with a hechsher for two reasons. He said, number one, even though Te'imaka Achila could be, but over here that's not called the Derech Hanah. Number two, he says, it's such a weak tam, such a weak thing is left in your mouth, by dental floss, a person doesn't have a problem b'chlal. Moving on to the shayla of silver polish and soap, all sorts of things. Again, we don't generally eat our plates and our bechels, but if we're putting food on them, and we're going to be washing it up with hot water, so we're going to have a problem. Because Piyah do a hot water pushes the bleeds inside. And if we're dealing with soap and all sorts of things, people, for example, when they silver polish their bechels and all these things, afterwards people wash it off with hot water, which a mother could theoretically push the bleeds of Issa inside if it's considered to be Issa. So it's something we have to understand. Do we need to have to watch out for such a thing like silver polish? Do we have to watch out for soap, liquid soap, very liquid, b'choli. So that's it. Interesting halacha, which also has enough gemina, the creams, and that's as follows. The Beis Yosef brings an Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim says that a person should not use soap because it's made from animal fat. Made from animal fat. What's the makor of the Orchas Chaim? Same thing as the Gemara. The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah and involvement with Beis says, famously so, Sicha Tishtiyah, that just like a person has to eat something that's trait, or even a kippah, eat anything. Sicha has got the same madriga as the hanah, and sicha kishtiya, and the mele is a problem. Zug da Orchas Chaim. If I have a soap, that inside the soap is forbidden fat, all sorts of things are made inside soaps, right? There were Russian children that came to America, they all used to say that there were certain games that they played in Russia, there was nothing that they had over there, nothing. The only game that they used to play was tasting the soap. That's what they used to do. They probably used to have in turns, and this one, and who wins and who loses, this is the soap. This moment it was gefelach a taste. But it was mamash shayla of trefus, because it was made from animal fat mamash. The Orchas Chaim learns that if you have soap that's made from animal fat, just like you can't eat it, you can't use it for your hands as well, because of this yisod of sicha kishtiyah. To use it on your hands, even though you're eating it, is a problem of sicha. It's got a din like shtiyah, and the main of it's a problem. Now that's the sack of the Orchas Chaim that the Beis Yosef brings. Many rishonim mucholik on the Orchas Chaim. Tosfos, for example, in the Sugya 9 Zayin of Dan Yuma, says, no, the Orchas Chaim was talking about the Gavi Yom Kippur. What's the Shaykh that's a regular Issa? What's the Shaykh that's a regular soap that's got forbidden things inside it? That's what the sheet of Tosfos over there. There's a Tosfos in Nidin on the base of an Arab that brings over in Utah. That says it's only the Chumas, only by oil, nothing else. Sikh is normally by oil, you're smearing on the oil, Mechat Hate is going on the soap. Al Kaponim, tremendous Machoikis in the Rishayim, Machoikis in the Poiskim, Machoikis in the Achoinim. Machlokes, the Shah, and the Taz, and the Goyim, tremendous Machlokes. If or not, these things are awesome. There's a very interesting Ramah in the Rechayim, Shin Chavov Sif Yud, in the Sugya of Vechitza. Sugya of Vechitza on Shabbos, it talks over there about Goyim, it talks about all sorts of soaps that remove hair. One of the things the Ramah says is an interesting thing. The Ramah says it's awesome for a person to use this type of soap on Shabbos. Zug the Goyim, a deal from the Ramah that Shabbos is also of a weekday, also. Inside the soap was all sorts of fats of the going. The Maaseh of the Ramah obviously wasn't choshish for that. The going is machmir. The Be'alocha says the minig is not like the going. And the Be'alocha says that if you have an opportunity between a soap that's kosher and a soap that's not, obviously you should pick the one that's going to be kosher. Now, Adkan, until the Ramah, the problem with soap, comes along the Pichadosh and says, hold on a minute. The whole machlokes over there was talking about a machlokes in what? It was talking about edible soap. The soaps in those days were a little bit edible. I'll give you an example. There was a Swedish chemist that lived approximately 200 years ago. 200 years ago was a Swedish chemist. And this chemist was very, very famous. I don't remember the name. It was famous for tasting every single chemical that he ever tested in the laboratory. He tested even if it was poisonous. And it was reported that he actually tasted as well soap, and he said it didn't actually taste so bad. That's what he said 200 years ago, and Christ is over there by the ferry. Oh, but that's what he said. The Prichodosh writes, and in those days, they were dealing with soap that was edible. Nowadays, the Prichodosh, where the soaps that we have are not edible, b'chalal, so there's no machlaikas. The old machlaikas, Rishonim, Achoinim, and Poiskim. We're talking about edible. Now we're dealing with non-edible, there is no machlaikas. The Orchas Shulchan says exactly the same thing. Says the Orchas Shulchan, the machlokes was only by edible. Nowadays they're not edible, it's mutter. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe Nirudea, Chayit Beisim and Lama talks about dishwasher and washing up soap. And he writes the shayla where the person has to be medayek. Again, we're not talking about Pesach. Pesach is a whole different gather. But it got to be during the whole year. Does the person have to medayek and thus get kosher? So, Rav Moshe writes, absolutely no inyan b'chlal. You can use 100% shweitzer soap. There's no shayla b'chlal. It's completely unedible. And therefore it's mutter. Now, agav, nowadays, most of the soaps that we're going to be dealing with, like liquid dishwasher soaps and all these things, generally do not contain animal activities and ingredients because of all the vegetarian and all the, you know, the health things that are around the world, that they don't like all these animal derivatives and whatever it is. So upon most of the ones we're dealing with, we have two attainments. Number one, you have a hetzer, it's completely unedible. Again, that doesn't mean that if by mistake a little bit of soap goes in your mouth, you taste it, it's not mummish. You know, that person's not going to die from what it's done from. It's not so bad, but it's not something that a person can eat. It's not really mummish like healer. It's called a shikol bogan, and therefore there's no issa b'chlal. Hetzer number two is that this hetzer, that most times you don't have this problem because it doesn't contain animal fats as well. By the way, the same thing applies also, obviously, to silver polish on a much higher degree, because silver polish obviously is completely bogum, and therefore it's completely inu al-khila. There is no shayla b'chlal with such a thing. Just for derech agav, on this inyan of being bogum, a fellow came to me not long ago with a whole shtickel Torah. Now he wanted a taina that if a person eats fleishik, eats meat, eats steak, if he would have a mouthwash, which is bogum, so gavad to that, I can bogum the bleers, I can bogum the meat inside my teeth. And then after that, like, you know, he had a whole shikul Torah. He bought me a semach tzedek and a machoik semach tzedek and a Moshe. That semach tzedek holds no. That semach tzedek says no to be poikim. It's only b'diyeva, but not a chatzilah. But Moshe holds no. It's even a chatzilah. You can a chatzilah be poikim. So he came to me, he said, "Gans the shikul Torah." So the theory of Moshe that you're allowed to poikim is not a chatzilah. Which, by the way, all the factories that you eat from are all semach on this. Erev Pesach, when they go into a hotel, which they often get the hotel before Pesach, mamash, less than 24 hours before Pesach, and they have to kosher the entire hotel for Yom Tov. So they don't have 24 hours, they can't even wait for any benyomis. They're all somer on poigim. They take all these bleaches and they bleach the whole place over there in order to make sure it's fogged. But Moshe holds it's the chatzilah. And told him, it doesn't make any sense what you're saying. It's all very nice to be the Rambam. What's the few Rashi? Rashi holds the time inside your mouth. It's obviously going to be a time for 6 hours. I don't understand where he was coming from, but I can put him, that's one thing. Last thing is the lip balm problem, which is when you put things on your lips during the winter, whatever it is, because they get chapped lips, gets very, very dry. So the shayla is, do you have to be makbid on something that's kosher or not? Now, I got to know that a lot of the things that go in over there could be trefus v'nevelus mamish. Mamish trefus v'nevelus. I'll give you a dugma. One of the most important ingredients that keeps the lips moist is 45% of tallow. Tallow is a type of shuman from cattle. It's mamish a din of trefus v'nevelus. It's a tremendous problem that they dealt with in all of these balms and these creams that go on a person's lips, was a shadows of trefus mamish. The meister, the metzias is, as far as I checked up, a lot of the popular makes that people use, I don't know exactly in America and what goes on exactly in all the places, but for example in England, there's something over here as well, there's all of these things called chapstick and blitzdex and all these things. Vaseline, by the way, there's agav as well. Vaseline, generally, there's no chashash of tarifus, because poshut, it's only got one main ingredient, that's petroleum. Petroleum generally is okay, that's the icky ingredient, and therefore you're okay. Sometimes, from time to time, they change the ingredients, they put all sorts of things in there. You should watch out that the icky ingredient is petroleum, and that's the roiv, then it's bottled beroiv, and it's not oichel, and we said that's about going to be mutter. Nivea, for example. Nivea make a whole range of products that go for the person's lip, and therefore it's 100%, I even spoke to the Gadassi about it in London, they were masking, there's no shayla b'chlal. Any of the Nivea, you can even use it Pesach, by the way, most of them, you have to check before Pesach. Oh, but most of the ones are 100% kosher, you put on the lips, they don't have any ingredients b'chlal whatsoever. They say you've got to watch out for one ingredient also, it's good to look at the ingredients, something called grape seed oil. It's actually written as Vitas vinifera. Look at that. But as they state on the ingredients, you've got to watch out for such a thing, because that kind of thing could be mamish a shayla of trefus. Teething gel as well, like Bongella, for example, it could be kosher as well. And Kaponim, you have to know a lot of these things. Again, to buy one with a hefshah is a double poshet. We're not dealing with that. Go to the shop and buy with a hefshah. But to buy without a hefshah, in a lot of the cases, you don't even need a hefshah b'chlal, because all the ingredients are generally going to be kosher b'chlal. Just to end with one thing that we started, the Chofetz Chaim, at the end of Parsha Shmini, brings a moshel, the Gabi Tumta Malayd, and he says, the moshel amount of a doing a person that's rogel and bayichas isuris. He says, a person that's a besomim shop, or an aura shop, oh, his skin, this moment smell. The first day he goes to work in his shop, he can barely breathe. Every 10 minutes he's going out of the shop to get some fresh air. Oh, the next day, he can go for the half an hour. The next day after that, 2 hours. And eventually he's completely okay with the whole thing. If he comes wrong on it. Zutta Chofetz Chaim is the same thing over here. Zutta Chofetz Chaim, we're dealing over here with someone that's not nizda in Maitreus or Suez, with things that he puts in his mouth. And again, with the thing by the lips as well, it's negeh also. Sticha, it's also negeh when a person eats. It goes into his mouth, mamish, kedera chachila. And therefore, Zutta Chofetz Chaim, when a person's not careful what he eats, so he becomes so rugged in the Timtum Halev, eventually it has no effect in him b'chalal, and therefore he can end up eating things which are even worse. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll try to go to the sugya of kashrus in medicines.